news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello once again, everyone. My name is William D. Morgan, and welcome to the Wrestling Call-In Show. Thank you for having me in your living room this week. First off, let me head over to the caller very fast. Caller 718. Randy, is that you?
Yep.
What's up, man? How you doing today?
Chilling. Taking it easy.
Good to have you. Hopefully, we'll have a special guest tonight. I talked to her for a little bit today. Ruthless Lala. She's had some things that... she had a really special match with Teddy Hart. Excuse me. So she wants to talk about that. Plus, I'm going to pick her brain about a few other things. So hopefully she'll join us tonight. So we'll get started at the top of the hour. Let me give you guys a number to call in. 706-993-4606. Follow along on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Hit us up on email, twcis999@gmail.com. You can also follow along on Facebook under the Wrestling Call In Show. All right, let's go ahead and first get down to the... So how Randy's doing? Randy, how was your week, man?
Did a lot of family stuff, the wifey, the daughter. Mm-hmm. It's been good weather, so, you know, chilling. Good week.
There you go.
Can't complain.
There you go. Never can complain when you spend that time with the fam. All right. Let's go ahead and get into some wrestling as we always do. What'd you think about Monday Night Raw? Let's start off with Raw. What'd you think about Monday Night Raw this week?
Okay. Damn, I don't even remember what happened. Let me see. Go along, because that seriously, I'm like blanking out on what happened.
Okay. Basically, half the roster wasn't there. That's something that I noticed on my run sheet. You did not see Dean Ambrose at all. He was nowhere near the card. Nowhere in the building, I do not believe. Half the roster was gone. So, and I know you give guys night off, but can't you like spread the thing out a little bit at least to make sure you have a decent show? I mean, because to me, save for Neville and Rollins during their thing.
Oh, yeah, that was this week, right?
Yeah.
Or was it last week?
That was this week. Other than that, the show itself was like lackluster. The show before Mania should be great. The show after Mania should be great. And this wasn't great at all. We didn't even get Triple H and Steph there this week.
Oh, yeah. This was the one that Kane was in charge, supposedly, right?
Kane was supposedly.
Yeah. That was the thing, yeah. Now you talk about it, you know what I don't like? People are already complaining how Neville lost to Seth Rollins.
But you're supposed...
How exactly? Like, the guy was put in a match with the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
What did they expect? He had a good showing. He didn't get squashed. It was good, you know?
Yeah, he's supposed to lose that match.
Exactly, no. And there's people already complaining, oh, look, they're already jobbing him out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yo, seriously? Seriously, the guy haven't had two matches and you're already complaining.
Yeah, he's supposed to lose.
He had a good showing. I will understand if Seth Rollins would have just gone in, curb stomp him, and that's it in 3 seconds. That's something different.
Right. But he looked strong. He looked strong.
Yeah,
day,
yeah.
And he also, you know, I'll go ahead and tease it if Dose hasn't seen it, but most of us probably already did. If you go back and look on SmackDown, he looked strong on SmackDown, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, and won that match over Curtis Axel. I don't know why people are tripping. But I'm going to tell you right now, a couple of things that made my wrestling week. I didn't see this until that night, and I wasn't expecting it. My wrestling wife, Athena, was on WWE TV.
What? Really?
Yes. Yes. She
was, she like on the crown or like?
She was one of the Rosebuds on Superstars.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
That's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe she almost got her foot in.
She was one of the Rosebuds. WBTV. So
is she like from that area?
No. Well, I don't know where Superstars were being taped. So I don't know if it was anywhere near Texas, possibly. But yeah, it was really good to see Athena there. My wrestling wife, Athena. Big Tone, how you doing, man?
Reach for the sky, boys. What's happening?
What's good, Big Tone?
Big Tone, why got
What's going on already?
Big Tone, why got you here? I wanted to sort of kind of follow up on with you. You were with me on a very interesting Facebook conversation I had this afternoon. I was talking about Santana Garrett, and that's one of the issues that me and Lala is going to be talking about when she calls in. I said she couldn't wrestle. The guy who I was speaking to said it was an attack on Santana Garrett. It's an attack to say a pro wrestler can't wrestle.
Wait, so just by you saying the person can't wrestle...
Right.
You attacking them?
Right, I'm attacking the wrestler.
So in other words, then I murdered AJ Lee then, because that makes no sense. I say exactly. She sucks every day.
Exactly, but he
that doesn't mean anything?
No, this dude got butt hurt because Will tells him, he's in love with Santana Garrett. And we both said, okay, she can't wrestle. In our opinion, she can't wrestle. Right. She
exactly, that's your opinion.
Exactly, your and opinion. He got butt hurt. He got butt hurt about that.
Right.
And you said Will was attacking. I'm like, no, he's not attacking you or what you said. That's his opinion.
Right.
And in his opinion, Santana Garrett can't wrestle.
Right.
And I agree. And I told him, I was like, well, if you want to go that way, she should have the belt. If anybody should have the belt, then I have to agree with you because Athena is the shit. Mm-hmm. Athena should have it.
And the thing with Garrett that kills me, which is why I want Lala to come on, for some reason, I can understand... Knowing what I know now, which I'll divulge a little later, knowing why she won that Shine Championship from Mia Yim, once I tell you that news, then you sort of kind of understand why they gave it to her, being that she's a local product from Florida. But for her to be holding four titles right now is ridiculous. This woman...
No, she doesn't... Whoa. She's got four?
Four. This woman...
So this lady's, like, y'all saying she sucks, and they have her holding four titles.
Four titles.
Yeah. That don't make no sense.
And she's holding two prestige championships in the NWA Women's Championship and the Shine Women's Championship.
The NWA Women's?
Yes.
And the Shine?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
She cannot wrestle. Bobby Hayden got robbed, hadn't got her rematch yet, but I'll go ahead and spoil it right now. Mia Yim is heading over to TNA. She's going to be wrestling under another name. She's going to be called Jade over in TNA. She should make her debut in a few weeks. So that kind of is understandable. Plus the fact that Santana Garrett is from Florida. For her to be the Shine World Champion.
If you said she sucks that much, they could have find someone else?
Now, that's just my opinion. Because with me, I don't like... I don't like women who come up with the flippy, good girl routine. I don't like the Kelly Kellys of the world. I never have. And to me, she's the Kelly Kelly of the indie circuit. You guys know who I like. You guys know what I like. You know, Madison Eagles, Athena, Healthy Madison Eagles, let me preface that comment. Athena, Barbie Hayden, somebody can get in there. True, go in there, do, you know, the little agility stuff, but give me some grappling, give me some brawling, give me a better skill set.
Give me the whole package. Like Tess Blanchard.
Right. Give me the whole package. Don't just give me flippy and you smile on interviews. The girl can't talk. She sounds like she's about as dumb as a box of rocks. But you know what though? In fairness, I would invite her to this show. I'll tell her the deal. I don't think she's worth four championships. I don't think she's the type of wrestler who deserves four championships. She flamed
you were,
out.
You would hit her with the hard questions.
You put her on the air. I'll roast her.
You would hit her with the hard questions.
Yes, she flamed out in TNA.
You know. If you bring her on, you know who we should bring on too. We gotta call Lala.
I want to. That's why Lala's calling in. Hopefully tonight. I wanted to call in. Man. Let me go ahead and get her on. Ruthless Lala, how you doing?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing? How you doing? Everything all right?
If you want to, I'm gonna trust you.
Say what?
I am. I'm gonna trust you. Nah. I was talking to my sister. What's going on, you guys?
Chilling,
how is everything?
Chilling, man. Chilling.
Everything's good. How are you, Miss Lala?
Making it. You know, just another day, another dollar. Same thing.
It is good to have you with us.
Another day, another dollar. Can't sound anything better.
First thing I want you to do for me is tell me about your experience. Tell me about your match with Teddy Hart.
Oh, dear Lord Jesus. You know, idolizing, you know, and looking up to somebody like Teddy Hart, even though a lot of people wouldn't really agree with, you know, how he has done everything as far as him coming up in the business and his attitude and everything like that. I'm not going to lie. I was nervous as shit, you know, like there's no words to describe. I mean, I've known Teddy since he came into the States, and he's been nothing but, you know, family to me. He's been like a brother to me. He's had my back, like I had his back, you know, and so I was scared. Like, I almost threw up during the match.
Let me cut you off right there. Let me cut you off. Y'all, she was so nervous she called me.
Oh, damn.
I did. I was nervous as shit, dude. Like, it's funny, but it's not funny. Because, like, I was so nervous. I was like, oh, God. I was like, dude, I don't want to mess up. You know, I mean, because let's really talk about how we talk about it. You know, there's a lot of... not racist, but sexist, you know, women don't belong in the ring with men and blah, 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 five scores and 7 years ago and everything of that sort. So, you know, it was a huge opportunity, and I wanted to, like, prove to everybody that I had every right to be in the ring with anybody, even if it is Teddy Hart, but along with, you know, anybody else, because, you know, I'm just that damn ruthless. So I was nervous. I let my nerves get the best of me, but in all reality, you know, I gave everything I possibly could, and Teddy hit me with everything, including the kitchen sink and probably the toilet. And when it was all said and done, you know, I came out, and I have his respect. So, you know, that means more to me than, you know, anything. So it really makes me feel good.
There you go. What did you learn? What did you take away from that you can use in other matches?
You say what?
What did you learn from that you can take over to other matches?
Flexibility is the key.
Really?
No. Everything that I learned from that match is, you know, there's, you know, people like to say, you know, oh, I just want to get my shit in and I just want to do me. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, and when you're in that ring with somebody, you're holding somebody's life in your hand. No matter how trained they are, no matter how long they've been in the business, you're holding a person's life in your hand. And so I've never been in the ring with Teddy at all, and hear all the haters saying, oh, you know, he hurts people and all this and everything. I trusted Teddy 100% with my life, and he took care of me. You know, so trust is a huge thing, you know, and it's not always about you making sure that you look good. It's about making sure everybody in the ring with looks good, you know. And so if I can take anything from the match I had with Teddy is, one, always stay humble, because, you know, opportunities like that don't come every day. And always don't take for granted the person that you're in the ring with, you know, like hold them up as exactly how they're holding you up, because y'all have to take care of each other in order to have a great match, in order to give the fans what they want, you know. So I learned a lot of different things. He had a clinic the next day. You know, I learned international. You know, and it was good. You know, it was still a mind boggling experience. You know, but I learned a lot and I had a blast. And if I'm ever, you know, lucky enough to have Teddy in a 1-on-1 match, you know, this time I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to give everything. You know, including the kitchen sink and a couple of tires. You know. You know, I really, you know, it was crazy. You know, one of the things that I've always seen him do is Stu Hart special. You know, and I felt like, you know, if I ever got in a ring with Teddy Hart, I'll be able to take the Stu Hart special. And so, you know, when he gave it to me, I was nervous. But it happened, and right. I'm like super excited about it. I was like, yay, I'm still alive. Awesome. I can do the wrestling call-in show. This is great.
All right. Now, before we get moving forward the other end of why I wanted you here, real quickly, I'm not a pro wrestler. I never have been. So what I want you to do is tell everybody your credentials, you know, some of the things that you've done in the business, what qualifies you to speak on pro wrestling and critique others, per se.
You know, really, I don't try to judge anybody. You know, I don't try to make it seem like I'm hot shit. I really, you know, any match that I've ever had, I've tried to learn as much as I possibly could. So if anybody who hasn't been in the business as long as I have, you know, I could give them some help and hopefully they would listen. And if they don't, you know, I did my part, you know.
Right.
I've been in the business for 12 years, going on 13. I've had the pleasure of feuding and wrestling with Jazz, who has been like, her and Ryder Mac have been like my godparents since the age I was 15 up until now, you know. And so being able to get in the ring with her and to go toe-to-toe with her in Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas, that's an honor in its own, you know. I was able to wrestle Teddy Hart, which is also a huge honor. You know, I've been able to wrestle outside of state, which is even a huge honor. Hopefully I get more out of state bookings, you know. And I used to be really hard on myself because, you know, so many people give me shit because, you know, they don't really agree with men wrestling women, and, you know, and women's supposed to be in the kitchen making sandwiches, and a woman's place is, you know, barefoot and pregnant and everything. So, you know, and then on top of that, I'm a thick chick. I'm not a size 2. I'm not a size 3. I'm not a size 4. I'd probably kill myself if I was. You know, I don't take away from my size, because even of how I am, I made sure to adapt and make sure that I can move quicker than anybody who is in the ring with me. And so, you know, I kind of look at myself, I'm not going to say a role model because I do have ruthless tendencies, but, you know, what I will say is that, you know, I try my best to show other female wrestlers who are not size 2, who are not size 3, you know, let them know that no matter what, you got to keep pushing. You know what I mean? A lot of haters are going to say what they want to say. They're going to diss you. They're going to put you down. You know, they're going to praise the skinnier chicks for getting killed by bigger dudes instead of the big chicks who are dressed and are clothed, you know, because that's not wrestling and she's not a true athlete. So, you know, if any female wrestler was struggling with the same thing I'm struggling and everything, fuck that shit. You know, excuse my language, but it's all a bunch of bullshit. You know, if you've trained and you've gotten in the ring and you've busted your ass as much as you possibly can, there's nothing you can really do except keep pushing. And so if anybody's listening, I just say keep pushing, follow your dreams. Don't let anybody tell you what you can't do, because can is not a word. Okay. You know, if they say what you can do, tell them what you can do and show them what you can do. And, you know, rise above the situation.
So your accomplishments, you've been a champion before.
Oh, God, I've been a WBW Women's Champion. I've been an NCWA Heavyweight Champion. I've been a six-man tag champion. I've been a TCW Women's Champion. I've been a Intercontinental Champion. I've been a tag team champion on 4 different occasions. And I've been a Texas champion. So, I mean,
Okay.
I've had some good accomplishments.
Okay.
I didn't know you hold the belt right there.
No. Now, I'm not holding any belt right now.
Now we, and I'll talk to you about this a little bit earlier as well. Me and Big Tone, we got into a thing with Santana Garrett earlier. I don't think she can wrestle. And
nope.
I was blasted for that opinion. And to me, Lala, that's part of the business for a pro wrestler. They know that they're going to be liked at times, they're going to be hated at times, they're going to be judged at times. That's part of the business. I don't think Santana can wrestle. I don't think she's very good. Yet and still, she holds 4 titles as of right now. Why is that?
Oh my God, you're trying to really get me in trouble. Last time I gave my opinion, I pissed off a lot of people. You know, my thing is, in the wrestling business, and I don't want to, I hope no women, take offense to what I'm saying, but, I find it very over-the-moon, disrespectful when, a chick who hasn't been trained properly, but because she looks good in a bikini, it's okay, and, they just give her a belt and she can't wrestle her way out of a paper bag if she had a blowtorch, a box cutter, and a pair of scissors.
See? Ain't that what I just said?
My thing is with that is, it sucks. It's honestly and it's not that I stopped wrestling women, on my own. Women just really don't want to wrestle me because, right. I don't play that patty cake bullshit. Right. I don't play the let's lock up, I go under you, and I slap you on the ass. No, that's not porn to me. If you want that, go to a strip club or go watch the Playboy channel. Right. When I get in the ring, I get in the ring to work.
Right.
I get in the ring to do exactly what I came in to do, and that's wrestle. Wrestling does not start with a P and say porn star. It's none of those things. My thing is, I don't have heat or beef against any female wrestlers who are half naked. My whole point about it is, as long as you get in the ring and you can wrestle, damn it, you can come out with just booty floss on. I wouldn't care.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My whole point about it is bad enough. Fans and people around the world already think women's wrestling is a joke.
Right.
They think it's a laughing stock. On WWE, it's a bathroom break.
Mm-hmm.
It's a women's match, bathroom break, cigarette
right.
break, concession stand break,
Right.
And it shouldn't be like that because there's been a lot of women that have paved the way for us women to show that we have a right to be in the ring with women, even men, and we can't still get that full respect because you have women who are Miss America's or, Miss Pageant or, Miss Bodybuilder or whatever, just putting on, I'm pretty, I want to become a wrestler, but hey, just give me an NXT contract or just give me a developmental contract and, I'm pretty sure you'll teach me. And if not, as long as I smile and I look like I can wrestle, they're going to get me through. And honestly, I don't care how many people I'm going to disagree with. That's a bunch of bullshit. Everybody always says, oh, sex sells. Like, this is one of the things I've dealt with in my wrestling career because I got a lot of shit for not showing off my tits or not showing off my ass or not fucking and sucking to get ahead. And, oh, well, sex sells and that's what fans want to see. Let me tell you something. You're right. Sex does sell. But guess what? Sex doesn't sell the whole time. Eventually they're going to get tired of seeing, G-spots and they're going to actually want to see some wrestling. Hence of why when female wrestlers come out, it's a joke. They make, the fans make horrible, say horrible things and they don't take it seriously. And, that's the whole point. Like women wrestlers have to start taking women wrestling serious or nobody else will. That's what really comes down to, And that's why I say I'm not a bitter person. I give everybody credit, every female that has made it. Am I a little bitter that I'm not up there where I should be? Yeah. Can I change it? I can only change it when, promoters want to change. Because the whole point about it is I'm not going to change for anybody. I am Ruthless Lala. You would never, ever find another Ruthless Lala. I am real. I am truthful. And I'll tell you exactly how it is. And when I get in that ring, I come to work, And I understand that I don't hit like a female. I don't wrestle like a female. But I shouldn't get judged or not classified as a female wrestler because when I get in the ring, I want to work instead of having soft porn in a ring,
Right.
So
now,
I feel like if you're half naked and when you get in the ring, your work speaks for itself, bravo. But if you get in the ring and honestly you don't know the difference between a hammer lock and a wrist lock, or arm bar, or a headlock takeover, honestly, you should stop, breathe, count to three, and then quit.
Let me ask you a question. If that's all you can do, should that be the same? Should that be the same point? If that's all you can do,
if all you can do is look good in a bikini, honestly, you come off better being a porn star or being a stripper.
Let me ask you. First, let me head on home and say, "What's up, the surfer? Surfer, how you doing, man?"
I'm okay.
Good to have you with us. Lala, real quick. If someone came up, or in general, are we wrong for saying a wrestler can't wrestle? Should a wrestler take offense to that? Or are we wrong for that? Is that like, do you see that as a personal attack?
I've had a lot of people, and, you know, I almost came close to quitting today because I kind of had, like, almost the same situation. But, you know, it wasn't because somebody was telling me, oh, my God, you can't wrestle and you should quit. It was just somebody constantly bashing me and not even telling me how I could get better. Just constantly bashing me when you see me face to face and you don't want to tell me. You just want to bash me on Facebook. You know, so my thing is, if somebody comes to you and say, hey, I don't like your work. I think you could make it better, and I think you should do this. You know, I wouldn't take it as an insult because, you know, the one thing that I know in wrestling, there's no such thing as stop training. That doesn't exist. You know, you get better every day. You get better with every match you have. You know, if you stop training, then everything, how are you going to keep learning? You know what I'm saying? No wrestler should ever be comfortable with where they're at. They should always want to strive to be better than what they already are.
Right.
So if you get into feelings when somebody gives their opinion of, hey, I don't like you, you can't wrestle, then, you know, this is not the business for you. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a business to where you will constantly get criticized 24/7, 365 days, including leap year, you know, constantly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Part of the business. So,
no. Why, what happened? Like, I feel like I'm missing something.
It's part of the business, right?
Yes.
That you're going to be criticized on what you do on a daily basis. People are going to like you. People are not going to like you. And they're going to let opinions be known. As long as they give a reason why they don't like you, how could you have a problem with that?
And that's for everything. That's for movies. That's for wrestling. That's for music. That's for everything.
Right.
You're giving your opinion. You understand? You're not saying it's a fact. That's your opinion.
Right.
You understand? So seriously, I don't think you should take, like, you shouldn't take anything back. Like, if you said she sucked, that's your opinion.
Exactly. The thing is, he got butthurt over that because he's a Santana Garrett fan. And like I told him, I'm like, no, that's not an attack on you. He's just stating the way he feels about her wrestling style.
Right.
That's all it is to it. It has nothing to do with her personally. It's her wrestling style. That's what it is.
Right. And how somebody, the same style you were in TNA, you got booted from TNA, the same style, you go back on the indie scene, now you got four titles. Really?
Yeah, that don't make no sense.
None.
Sometimes you lucky.
You go to the second major federation in the world.
I got a question. Third, she
can't. No, that don't make no sense to me.
Hey, Will.
Yes.
I have a question. Is she like a pretty face or something?
She ain't looking.
Hmm.
She's okay looking. She's not ugly, but she
ain't. No, but it's like what Surfer said. Like that time, remember? Like, usually they like to use someone that's pretty to represent.
Right.
They could suck, they could be garbage, but they like to use a pretty face to represent.
And in Shine's
case. And like, sometimes that's wrong. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's wrong. But hey, we can't do nothing about it, you know?
And in Shine's case, that's the one case I get it. Because me and Yim is gone to TNA, the wrestler on the Jade. Garrett's a local product, fine. Hopefully Eva Lisa come back in a second run, kick ass, it's all good. But I just want to get that out there because I don't think I was wrong on that particular subject. Lala, go ahead.
I mean, opinions are opinions, you know what I mean? Unless you have hard documents backing up everything you say and everything, you know, for people to, you know, the one thing, I had a friend tell me that, when somebody says something about you and you get really upset, you know what I'm saying, there has to be some truth to it. And I remember I used to look at them and be like, no, fuck you.
Right.
That's not true. You're such a face. I'm going to punch you in the face. You understand me?
Right.
And he was like, my point? And I was like, oh, shit. That's right. You know, if somebody's saying, hey, you know, you suck, and you get mad, then you must know it is true, you know? And I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, wait a minute, you just kind of contradict yourself because you just almost quit because of what somebody else said. It's a difference. And the reason why it's a difference is, you know, people can talk all day. I don't care about that. You know, you can tell me all day I suck. You can tell me all day that, you know, I'm not a female wrestler because 90% of my wrestling career I've wrestled men. You can tell me all these things, and I can give two shits, respectfully. Right. But when it starts causing me bookings and it starts taking money out of my pocket to take care of my family, then I have a problem. And that's the problem that I have, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you know, like, I have a lot of chicks who, well, actually, I don't even have a lot of chicks. I have, like, like one chick, and I'm not going to name her name, even though I could, you know. I've only wrestled her once, and that's when we were still young in the business. And a situation happened to where she sandbagged me, and as I was going through with Miss Inoki driver, you know, she wasn't trying to pluck her chin.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I remember that. And, never mind. You ain't got to say nothing else. I remember exactly who you're talking about.
Right. You know, so, you know, she ended up getting a concussion. And everywhere she goes now, when a promotion is asked about me, she will respond with the, oh, she's unsafe.
Right.
She intentionally gave me a concussion. Why don't you tell them it was in 2006, we were all greener than shit, you sandbagged me, I had to pick you up literally with all of my strength and shit happens. I can't intentionally give somebody a concussion. That doesn't make any goddamn sense. So, you know, That's the shit that I deal with, and that's why I let it get to me, because it's like, I'll break kayfabe real quick, you know what I'm saying, so everybody can understand, because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, you're just this angry black chick who hasn't made it and just want to just, you know, shit upon everybody. No, I'm going to tell you something about me. Ruthless Lala. Ruthless Lala is literally Tanya LaShawn Harris, who is a single mother of two kids. I have a boy and a girl. My son is 10. His name is Keyshawn, and my daughter is 7. Her name is Charlotte, and those are my life. And I have my mother, who has been my backbone and has been my support system since ever. So, Mama Ruthless, a.k.a. Barbara, I love you. Keyshawn, Charlotte, I love y'all. You know, and with me being in this business and everything that I've been through, it has been very depressing for me. You know, I was diagnosed with skin cancer. There's no cure. It's going to only, you know, get worse, get better, get worse, get better. I've had a torn meniscus for almost 3 years. Never got it fixed because I don't have Medicaid or any kind of health insurance. So, you know, I've pretty much been taking care of myself. And I am already hard on myself as it is, so to have other people who don't know me and don't understand me to judge me and just put me out like I'm this cocky person, I'm not, you know. I'm trying to improve myself as a female wrestler, and I'm trying to improve myself as a worker, periodly, because honestly, I want to make it big. I want to be able to be like, you know, take care of my family without me even blinking about it, because honestly, wrestling is my passion. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and what pisses me off is I'm going harder than a lot of people that I know who get like a little sprained wrist and they're out for 6 months. I haven't took time off. I've gotten hurt and maybe I did the bed rest like the doctor said, and after that I was back in it, you know, because this is what I do. This is no weekend job for me, and I'm not a weekend warrior. This is not a fucking hobby for me. This is my career. I get paid to beat up my coworkers and my boss without getting fired for it. Plain and simple. So, you know, I don't like it when people run around and say, oh, you shouldn't book her because look how she looks, and, you know, you should book this person, but she can't wrestle for shit. I don't like it. You know, I'm tired of how this business is going to shit because you got younger talents who don't want to listen to vets, but these are the same vets who didn't train the younger talent of how the vets were trained, because when I was trained, if you talk back to your trainee or anything like that, you had blow-up drills. Plain and simple. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You were taught to shut your mouth and open your ears.
Right.
And if they still did that to everybody nowadays, the younger talent, this younger talent wouldn't be so fucking cocky and thinking that they know everything and don't know shit. But because They look athletic and they can do a standing moonsault and everything instead of, and you really need their money because honestly, you know, you're struggling to keep your school open. I'm just going to go ahead and say, hey, you're a wrestler and we'll just, you know, we'll show you how to wrestle in between your wrestling career and eventually you'll pick up on it. You know what I'm saying? But then you want to go and bitch and moan and say how the younger talent is cocky and arrogant. It's because of the vets. Plain and simple. You've never seen Ric Flair go around and tell him a young guy, hey, bitch, fuck you, you know, none of that. Ric Flair told him, hey, this is how you can get better, this is how you can improve yourself, boom, take it for you when you want to take it, and if, and I'm telling you now, if a trainee ever tried to mouth off, I'm pretty sure they got the shit knocked out of them. Bubba Ray and D-Von Dudley, I actually had a chance of being on the same card with D-Von Dudley, and honestly, that is by far one of the coolest men I have ever met besides Homicide and Masada. Those are by far the coolest, like, that is the coolest guy I've ever met. And I'm pretty sure that with their school in Florida and everything, if any trainee came in and tried to talk while they were teaching, they'll get popped in the mouth. Because if you knew everything, why are you going to a wrestling school?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? That's what younger talents don't understand. And that's the problem, you know. Vets are too lazy to, you know, give them the same training that they had. And now the younger talent is too cocky to even give a shit and just say, hey, I'll just watch YouTube and learn.
Man. Exactly.
Can I ask you a question? Lala?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hey, I'm Randy. I'm kind of new to this over here. I got a question. Cause this an idiot on the chat room.
Don't do it,
would
Randy.
Would you be furious?
Randy,
I just want to ask you this. No, it's not what you think it is.
Okay.
Not what you think it is.
Okay.
It's not what you think it is. I won't do it. Would you be furious to know that, God, what's her name, the Bella, what's her name?
Nikki
Bella is champion right now? Would that bother you?
No.
Exactly. So you heard it. You heard it. Swex, you heard it. Now shut the hell up. Like, he's always trying to start some shit. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Why would that be her business? You feel me?
Yeah.
She's doing her.
Let me go and break it down for you. If it's Swex, that's all you had to say. Like, that guy has been in the people. He thinks Kelly is the best female wrestler of all time.
His opinion
doesn't even matter. You know, he's a fan. He's entitled to think how he wants to think. And you know what? Sadly, as stupid as it sounds, everybody's entitled to their opinions. Is it a right opinion? Fuck no! But hey, he's entitled to his opinion.
If he
walks off the Kelly posters, you know, religiously every day, well then guess what? She's making a lot of money off all the posters he keeps buying. You know, that's fans for you. You know what I'm saying?
He's putting words in your mouth. He's like, Lala must be furious to see some boring Diva Search piece of crap being a wrestling champion in the business and not her. Like, I'm pretty sure you don't not give a shit about that.
No, I mean, honestly, to be really honest about it, I don't care about a fucking belt to even begin with. It's a prop. I'm not a belt warrior. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted him to hear it from your mouth. This guy's fucking stupid,
it would be good to hold a WWE belt because them bitches are heavy and it's not a replica. But even still then, it doesn't matter. It's a belt. You know what I'm saying? A belt is not going to contradict who I am or make or break me. You know what I'm saying? It's all about my performance I give when I get in that ring day in and day out.
Right.
And it's all about what the fans impressed and what the fans feel like they got their money's worth. Because, you know, we can talk all day and say this and say this and say this and say this. But honestly, if no one ever paid for the $9.99 of the WWE Network, there would be no WWE Network. If the fans never paid $20 to damn near $1,000 to go to the accesses and the backstage passes and the floor seats or whatever, there would never been no WWE. You know what I'm saying? It would just be nothing but a whole bunch of backyard wrestling because no fans would ever go to see anything of that statue, you know. So you know, wrestlers have to understand, like, it pisses me off because, like, I know, like, at certain times I know guys who will be like, oh, you know, the fans don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It matters what we want. No, dumbass. It matters about the fans. You give the fans what they want. If you come out and the fans don't like you, guess what? They don't like you. Plain and simple. You can come out and throw money at them. They'll take the money and they still won't like you.
Exactly.
Well, you know, but even still then, it's a two-edged sword because no matter how much the fans want to see a certain person, if you have enough whiny bitches in the back to complain about how they don't want you on the show or whatever and everything, and you're, you know, you won't get on. And it sucks because then in that situation, what the fans want don't come into play.
Right.
But as far as swag and all that, no, I don't care about, like, honestly, if I had a chance to even go to, like, one NXT developmental day and just roll around with those guys, that in itself would be an honor. I am not against wrestling any female unless she is trained. If she is not trained, hell no, I ain't gonna wrestle that bitch. But I mind wrestling females because I am a female. You know what
Thank
I'm
you.
Any female.
I just want to hear from your mouth so he can shut the hell up. Thank you very much. Everything sounds perfect.
Why you gotta use the B word?
Why can't you use the B word?
That's sensitive to my ears.
Quickly, the thing that it just bothers me, and I learned this from Phil, that as long as you can say or explain why you have a disdain for something, as long as you can explain it, I hate the Yankees. Why do you hate the Yankees? I hate the Celtics. Why do you hate the Celtics? Don't just tell. Don't just say you hate. Have a reason behind that.
Exactly. Back it up.
With some type of logical reason.
Don't hate. Appreciate.
Well, again, that's your right too, to hate. You can appreciate or hate. It's up to you. But just give a valid reason why you do so. That's all I'm saying.
Like me, you. How many times I haven't told you I don't like AJ Lee? I'll tell you why I don't like it, you know?
Right. But let's go ahead and get Lala on out of here. Lala, I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Why do y'all always get the black person off first? This is some bullshit.
I did not know.
You don't write no more. You don't
talk.
Time together on Facebook. Nothing.
Surfer getting it in.
Surfer, I'm sorry, Surfer. I've been too busy getting my ass kicked by Teddy and like traveling a lot. I'm really sorry. I still love you. You're still the Silver Surfer wind beneath my wings. It's okay. You know, there's no reason getting your feelings about it.
I could be there. You know, I could comfort you. Just saying.
Oh shit! Here we go.
Lala, be careful. He hit on Barbie Hayden too. So
yeah, and then, you know, take it easy now. I'm worried about you,
Lala. Hey, Lala, be careful. He hit on Barbie Hayden too, so be careful.
Hey, Lala.
He hit on him too, so be careful. Be very careful. If you want to stick around, you're more than free to. I didn't know what else you had planned for tonight, but if you want to stick around, you're more than free to.
I mean, today has been by far one of the most emotional days of my life, going through like this craziness I've went through. So, like I said, I don't mind, you know, giving my opinion. You know what I'm saying? If anybody has a question for me, I don't mind answering it. Like I said, I have some. I'm not gonna say what's in it, but just to say I'm drinking a Rootless drink, so I'm good. I'm good to go. Yep,
okay.
Good to go.
All right.
Yep. Hey, Lala.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me, I personally, like, I got into, like, a little bit more of, I never, like, really, like, women's wrestling.
Goodness.
Well, the last time I liked women's wrestling, like, you know, when Victoria, you know, Trish, Lita, Ivory was in, you know, in WWE. And I got more into little, let's say, women's wrestling because of Will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks about it, so I'm learning a little bit more than that. And I was looking at your matches on, like, YouTube and shit. I didn't know you get down like that on guys and shit. You whoop the ass.
Yeah.
I've seen you just, like on 2-on-1.
Wait, no, Randy, yeah. You just now knowing that blah, blah,
no, yeah,
down,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, yeah, seriously. I didn't, because, you know, I seriously, remember what I said? I did not give a shit about women's wrestling. And I started looking at all these girls. This guy's like talking about Dina, Rulips, Lala. And I'm like, dude, she going like 2-on-1 and just whooping ass.
Lala was the first.
Don't give a damn. She get in that ring, she whoop somebody ass.
Yo,
she do
Lala, let me tell you.
That's a thumbs up from me, man. Yo, keep it up.
Let me tell you, Lala was the first. I think Lala was the innovator of fighting dudes. Because no other company that I know of was doing it until after Lala started doing it.
And I noticed that every time you lost, it was like because of some cheating shit or whatever. It's like, I haven't seen you like lose, you know. And that's guys. Guys have to cheat to beat you.
Last Friday, I lost fair and square. Like, could have been cheat. Could not cheat. I think that's by far the first match I've ever had in my career where I wrestled a man, and there was no cheating involved. Like, you didn't rake my eyes or, you know, you didn't, like, you know, punch me in the vagina, which I don't care what y'all say, just to break, just so we can have things clear, you know, it hurts for us just as much as it hurts for y'all. Y'all just kicking the penis, okay? The only difference is that when we get hit in the vagina, it's internal. So you have this throbbing pain that you can't get up. It hurts. Mm. I just point it out. So, you know, I didn't get raked in the eyes. No, you know, I didn't get hit with anything that was illegal, you know. So you just straight up beat me, gave me the Creo BDT. I thought that I saw God, and there you go. You know, so I think that's the first match I've ever had to where, you know, a man straight beat me up, you know, and there was no cheating involved. So, you know, I can't say I'm the first person to put women versus men on the map, because honestly, if anything, it would be Jazz, or it would be when China went up against, who was it? I think it was Jeff Jarrett. No, was it Chris? No. Who
was
she going to
was it Chris Jericho first? I think it was Chris Jericho first.
You know, either that or it was when Jazz wrestled guys, because, you know, Jazz also wrestled guys as well, so.
I never saw her do that in WWE. She might have done it in the Indies, but I never saw her wrestle guy in WWE.
Yeah, in the Indies, yes. There's a lot of, you can pretty much go on YouTube and type in Jazz versus Dude, and I'm pretty sure a lot of stuff will come up. You know, I wish I could be, you know, and take credit for that, but I can't. You know, all I can say is that I try to make it I just try to make it look as great as possible. I'm not going to say,
because I know,
I'm not going to say it's as real as possible. Like, I'm going to go out and say it one more time, because I know people are going to get upset, but I don't mean to break any hearts, but wrestling is real, guys. You know, and that's not just from my mouth, that's from Teddy Hart's mouth. Wrestling is real. The only thing that's fake about wrestling is the outcome.
Right.
Plain and simple. You know, you don't go into a ring to kill somebody or to try to knock them out. You go in the ring to lay it in enough to make contact.
Right.
Plain and simple. You know, I may be giving away, you know, or breaking some kind of kayfabe, but real is real. I'm getting really sick and tired of every time I saw a professional wrestler, oh, that fake shit. It's not fake. It's the same, like, oh, well, it was predetermined. All right, all sports are predetermined. I don't give a fuck how are you in your feelings. The NFL, the MMA, the UFC, the hell, even the soccer and Saudi ballet. You know what I'm saying? It's all goddamn predetermined.
Right. You know what I mean? But, Lala, the reason why I said that about you, it's because I didn't see other companies down there doing it until you were doing it. I didn't see ACW do it until after you did it. I didn't see NWA do it until after you did it in terms of the ladies fighting the guys. When I saw you do it maybe like 4 or 5 times, then that's when ACW picked up on it and they started to do it. You start seeing Rachel Sumlin take those guy matches. You start seeing Athena take those guy matches. So that's why I said that, because like I said, your first maybe 3, 4, 5 times, I saw you, and then after that, that's when ACW kind of took off and started doing it. Then NWA followed suit. So,
hey, Lala, don't say that to CM Punk. He's already saying wrestling was phony.
Yup.
Little bitch ass.
Come on, man. Y'all need to start talking about God's only son sent down to earth to wrestle.
Here you go. All right, let's get into some of this wrestling, guys.
Only on Saturday night y'all get to talk about V punches and everything. I mean, like, my God.
About what?
V punches.
Let me ask you guys, would it be a shoe-in that Seth Rollins beats Randy Orton in Extreme Rules? Are we already counting Orton out for that?
You see, y'all saying that no, he's not going to be the first one in line. I told you.
What's that?
Of course. He has to win. Yeah. He lost at WrestleMania. He needs to win at Extreme Rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking Seth Rollins. It may not be a winner in this match.
No, exactly, yeah.
You got to do something to make him look strong.
And Will.
Yes.
Remember y'all told me no, and y'all shot it down right away? Don't you, am I wrong, or are we getting, doesn't it look like we're getting a heel turn those clappers, what are the names?
Clappers.
Come on now, don't clap, they snap.
What is it? Damn, why come the name don't come up?
You talking about the New Day?
Yeah, there you go, the New Day.
Oh, okay. We'll talk
about it. Yeah, I shot it down right away. I'm like, yo, I think they're going to try it at least once just to see before they decide to break that shit up.
We'll talk about the New Day in a minute. I got them down to talk about them.
I think because they're black. But
I told them if they would have done what I told them to do, join them with a primetime player and call it the New Gay, it would have been something of the charts and shit.
Did you say the New Gay?
Oh, my God.
Did you just say the New Gay?
Yeah. This guy will be the leader.
I'm not catching
have
that one.
Devin Young and Big E on the same team. Because Big E, he's a preacher. Don't you hear how he talks?
I'm not touching that one.
Please, he can't be with Darren Young. I mean, it's just...
Stop clapping when, like...
William D. Morey is not touching that one. I'm not touching that one. Bray Wyatt. Are we look like, from what we saw on Raw, on SmackDown, rather, does it look like we're getting the Bray Wyatt family reunion? Look like we're going to get those guys back at SummerSlam?
Oh man, I could care less, honestly.
What?
And I don't think they are, because I think they feel like he's the best one out of the group. And actually, I think Brody Lee is the best one.
Okay. But my thing is, why not bring him back? Because the other two are not doing anything.
Yeah.
Well, because even in there, you know what I'm saying? Like you. I was taught that when there's a group, there's a group for a reason. And the reason why you have a group is because you don't have what it takes to be on your own as a singles.
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, they were unstoppable as a force. I mean, but it was the same thing with the Shield, you know? You had them all together and they all, I don't care if you have a problem with Roman Reigns, Williams. But, you know, even the same sense, you know,
The hell with Roman Reigns. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Lala, what do you thought about Roman Reigns?
The hell with Roman Reigns.
Honestly, I don't have a problem with Roman Reigns. You know, I'm not looking at, oh, he's related to The Rock, or I don't fucking care. By far, I don't care how anybody looks at it. At WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar against Roman Reigns was a hell of a lot better watching Brock Lesnar against John Cena, because Roman Reigns took Brock Lesnar shit like a G and was like, is that all you got, bitch? That is awesome.
Hey, you see, that's exactly what I was telling them, and they were saying no. He laughed about everything.
Not even John Cena could really get up and laugh. Like, John Cena wasn't smiling. John Cena was like, he was crying when he got all them goddamn.
Y'all can have him.
I love this lady already.
That's my woman you talking to.
It could be nationwide Roman Reigns that y'all gonna have him. I ain't feeling it.
No, but y'all were saying, oh, this and that, but I'm saying, like, yo, they made him, whatever it is, he lost, whatever, yo, but they made him look like a G. He kept getting his ass whipped, and all he did was laugh. And then he just threw three punches. He threw three punches, and Brock Lesnar already was looking, seeing stars and shit.
Let me ask you a question, though, Randy. Let me ask you a question, be fair. So, you say they made him look like a G, but he ain't in a title picture.
Oh, because that's what I'm saying. Now they got to do it smart and build him up. Stop shoving him up everybody's ass, which that's what got people tight. And take it slow. Have him maybe win the USA or the IC, and then build him up slowly.
It wasn't that. It was that people got butt hurt because their hero, Daniel Bryan, didn't get the belt.
Right.
Thought when he came back, they would just give him the belt back.
Right.
All I'm going to say is that no matter how much William doesn't like Roman, and I'm going to get off of the situation of Roman in a minute and try to get off and go finish having Luther's drinks, but the one thing I can say is, one, I wasn't really looking forward to watching WrestleMania. Hell, I didn't even want to watch WrestleMania.
Right.
But because I was with, you know, my roomies and everything, and they're like, come on, let's watch WrestleMania. Fine, I'll watch it.
Right.
And honestly, I'm actually glad I did watch it.
Yeah,
you know, because, you know, it don't matter how people feel against Roman Reigns. If they feel like, you know, he was given an opportunity, he wasn't supposed to have it now, or, you know, Jimmy Crack Corner, nobody fucking cares. All I know is he got in a ring with Brock Lesnar, and since Brock Lesnar has been back, Roman Reigns is by far the only fucking dude that I've seen that has gotten in the ring with Brock Lesnar and has actually put his hands on Brock Lesnar, to where Brock Lesnar had to stop and rethink what the fuck was actually going on, because not even 3 minutes into the match, he had already busted Brock Lesnar open.
But Brock Lesnar, he gets busted open every match he's in.
Nah, Brock Lesnar does not get busted open every match. When he whips Cena's ass, Brock Lesnar did not get... Brock Lesnar, he wasn't even blown up. Like, the man straight up disrespected The Undertaker and rose up. Like, he knows how Cena's shit. What do you mean?
No. Yeah. He's been back. He's bled in every match he's been in.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has. What match he did bleed in?
He didn't bleed.
He didn't really bleed. But the way this one was, it felt different.
This one was brutal. Like, he was bleeding. He was bleeding from his head. He was bleeding from his face.
His matches.
See, I don't think he bled in either match with Cena.
He didn't. He didn't bleed when he went up against Cena. He didn't bleed when he went up against Mark Henry, and he didn't bleed when he went up against The Undertaker.
Mark Henry.
So you did. You stopped that.
I'm going to be excited.
You stopped that.
The two times him and Mark Henry clashed, it wasn't during a match. It was come down to the ring, fight.
Yeah, they just beat the shit out of each other. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Real quick before you go, Lala, I just want to give a list of people who you've been with in the ring. You've beaten them a lot of times. You've been in the ring, Barbie Hayton. You two had a nice little feud going back in the day. You've been in the ring with Athena. You've been in the ring with Angel Blue. I still can't stand Blue. For what she did.
What she did to you, William?
You know what she did back in the day, Surfer.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Don't get him started, Surfer. Don't get him started.
She hit Athena in the face with the crack cocaine, and she lost the ACW Jersey title because she hit her with the crack cocaine to the
mouth. I don't pay attention like that. I don't.
She hit with crack cocaine. She hit with crack cocaine. And then, when I interviewed her on Lala's show, she denied the whole thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you finish the sit-down powerbomb?
Don't get me started on doggone Angel Blue. Still mad. It's been years since it happened. Still mad. Hey, you hit somebody with some crack cocaine.
Lala, your finisher, is it the sit-down powerbomb?
I've actually changed up my finisher since.
No,
because
I've seen a couple of matches, and I've seen, like, you do a lot of, okay.
Actually, my finisher was, and it was funny, my finisher was a fisherman spinning neck breaker, And I didn't know that Rachel Summerlin also did it, but if you look at Rachel, how Rachel Summerlin did it and how I did it, it's two different ways, because I always talk. Whatever move you do, and any move that you do, you know, you always make it yours. So I try to always make anything that I do as ruthless as possible. So my finisher was the Bitch Be Gone, which was the Fisherman Spin and Neck Breaker. But after seeing Paige and Tyson Kidd do it on the WWE, fuck that, I'm really tired of using it. So I've upgraded and...
That shit flawless too. I saw you do that a couple of times.
Weren't you using the frog splash at one point?
Back in the day? I've used the frog splash. I've used the spear. That was it. The frog splash, the spear, and the Bitch Be Gone. That was really it, because like I didn't have any reason.
Bitch Be Gone.
It was the Bitch Be Gone. Oh, real quick, because I want to say it, and seeing that I am on a radio show, I'm pretty much sure she will hear it. around last year, the ending of last year, Austin Kong did a radio interview, and my name was mentioned. And during her radio interview, she actually started looking at my videos while she was still having her radio interview. And she said that, you know, she would wrestle me. And, you know, and somebody needs to book that. So, I'm saying it. I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to hear it. Austin Kong, I accept your invitation. I believe that it would be by far one of the most baddest, fucking awesomest matches that, like, I've ever had in my career, and I think it would be something that's very nice for the fans to see, and it would be a huge honor. So, yes, ma'am, you say you would wrestle me, and the feeling is mutual, so if you can get anybody to make that happen, it would give me nothing but great honor and pleasure than to get in the ring and duke it out with you, respectfully.
Are we hearing that here first?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Will, you made history. TWC. That shit goes down.
TWC.
Oh, man, that looks like that could be a really good match.
TWCIS exclusive. Thank you for that, Lala. Oh, Lala, real quick, before you go, respectfully, where's my T-shirt?
Where's my piece of clothing, too, while you at?
I make it look easy. That's your say?
No. My T-shirt that I have, it says, I have two T-shirts, and I promise you, I will actually talk to my sister and get her to print up some more. I had two different T-shirts. One T-shirt I had on the front, it had my avatar, mm-hmm. and it said, respectfully, and on the back, it said, I don't like you.
See, that's what I want.
And then I had another one that said, keep calm and embrace the Lala-ism. I have my own religion.
I want the first one. That's what I want.
I will actually get to working on those, and, you know, I'll try to get them back up and everything. You know, I'm sorry, William. I'll do my best to make sure I can try to, you know, get you a shirt as soon as possible. Oh, and, you know, seeing that a lot of the women that I want to wrestle listen to your stuff before they listen to mine, every Tuesday night, 10 p.m., you can catch me on Blog Talk Radio. I know everybody doesn't agree with Blog Talk Radio, but, you know, I'm not rich enough to have all that awesome stuff that you and AA and all those guys. Shout out to AA and all the guys at The Rant. I miss you guys. You guys are fucking awesome. But, if you would like to hear me be ruthlessly retarded, every Tuesday night, late night with these guys at 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, me, my brother from another mother, Jim Justice, and my bestie like no rest, Tony Strong, talking about everything that is NWA Wrestling Revolution and even more. So, you know, like I said, add me on Facebook, LaShawn Harris. Go like my fan page, Ruthless Lala, the baddest bitch in Texas. And to, like, all the females who are not butthurt and don't is not taking everything that I'm saying as a shoot, it's not a shoot, I'm just really honest. I don't like females who can't wrestle getting in my ring and making it look like it's a joke because it's not a joke. Something that's very serious. You can die in that ring. People have died in that ring. And by you not taking it seriously and everything, it makes women's wrestling look even more like a joke. And honestly, I don't like it. And therefore, that's the reason why you don't want to wrestle me. By far, you have every right to not want to wrestle me because I don't play that shit. Right. You know, we get in the ring, we're going to wrestle, we're going to have a great time, we're going to take care of each other, we're going to have fun. Yeah, you're going to walk away with some marks because I'm going to chop the shit out of you. But guess what? That's fucking wrestling. Plain and simple. I've never been in the ring with a guy or a woman to where I didn't lay it in, not to hurt them, but I'm strong style. I want to go to Japan so badly because I know there's so many things that it can teach me more than what I already know. And so I'm strong style all day and every day. And so, you know, any women that are like listening, I really, like, honestly, there's a chick named Hudson Envy. Like, I would love to work with Hudson Envy, Ruby Rays. You know, I've actually seen some of their work, and I actually really do like it, you know, because I like Ruby Rays because, you know, Ruby Rays, she's not a skinny chick. She's a thick chick. And that girl can go, and she got some swings. Like, she got some impact in her strikes, you know, and, like, I love that. So, you know, Mercedes Martinez, I would really love to wrestle Mercedes Martinez because I really like Mercedes Martinez. I think she's a cool female wrestler. ODB, you know, and, you know, like I said, at the top of the list, it has to be Awesome Kong. You know, a lot of people have always told me that I remind them of a short, and I mean short, version of Awesome Kong because I'm short as shit. But, you know, so I just want to clear up the record. You know, I'm not against wrestling females. I don't mind wrestling females. It's just, I want them to come to work, you know what I'm saying? Because if they want to oil up each other and roll around in mud and chocolate pudding, that's not what they're going to get, right? You know, that's not what I do,
right?
You know, so, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and finish talking WWE and all that good stuff, that I'm pretty sure Williams is about getting his feelings because somebody's going to bring something up about Roman Reigns and he's just going to have a bitch fit. Before that happens, I'm going to exit stage right and say thank you guys for letting me come on and chit chat with y'all, and you know, and I promise I will try not to be a stranger if possible. I will make sure next Saturday I'll call in because I have a huge match coming up this Friday. Me and my brother from another mother, Jim Justice, are tagging up. We are Ruthless Justice, so I'll definitely make sure I'll try to call in and touch bases with you guys again and see how much William is in his feelings about Roman Reigns. You know, they didn't do it now to piss William off about Roman Reigns. And so, I haven't forgot about you. You know, I appreciate you, Double A, Rob, hell, even Hayden Ass Swax, Lee from Baltimore. I'm trying to make sure I get everybody's names out there. Stevie Ray.
No. Yes. Pick one or the other. You
real
know?
Quick,
I mean,
real
like,
quick, Lala. Surfer, yeah.
Randy from New York.
Real quick, Surfer wanted to know how tall you were.
You said what?
Surfer wanted to know how tall you were.
I am 5'6", 5'7". I like to say 5'7" because I like to give myself a waist.
That's not small for a woman.
It was for me, goddamn, when you're standing next to everybody and they're taller than you and talking down to you like you're like fucking 4 years old.
I see you fucking up people bigger than you anyways.
I just wrestled my best friend last night. It was for his belt. And, you know, the reason why I led to that is because about 2 weeks ago, I had just got out of jail. And life of a wrestler, you know, it's hilarious. Because right when I got out of jail, I went directly to the booking that I still had. So I went to, like, Austin, and I went directly to San Antonio, and I got there, and he decided, you know, like, we lost the match as a tag, and he decided to snap on me. And I'm like, you know, there's, you know, common sense is common sense, you know, and nothing in my head would have told me to try to talk shit to any of my friends who would have just got out of jail and came to wrestle at all, because that's a lot of animosity. Right. A whole lot of animosity, right. Especially if you was out there for like a week, going on almost, you know, a week and a half. So, long story short, he irritated me, And, like, my best friend, he's about, like, 6'1", 6'2". So, because I'm short, he likes to squat down and talk to me like I'm 4 years old. So, long story short, he pissed me off. I slapped him so hard, I slapped him retarded for 4 days.
God damn.
He literally thought that six people had beat him up at once. And it was just me. He, like I slapped him so hard, he thought that God himself came down and slapped him. So, more of the story is, stop picking on sharp people because we will fuck you up. But I want to thank you guys for letting me come on. Like, it really does mean a lot to me. And William, you know, from the bottom of my heart, bro, you know, from, not even from Lucy Lala, but from Tony Harris to William Marvin, I really do appreciate all the support that you have gave me in all the years that I've known you, Double A, even Surfer, you know, Stevie Ray, even Baltimore. Like, you know, I love you guys, and, like, I really do appreciate all the support you guys have given me. I'm trying not to really get emotional, but, you know, it does really suck, because I do go through a lot. Being black, being short, and being a female, trying to, like, get in this business is, like, all the wrongs, but yet still I make them right. And so for the fact that, God, excuse me, for the fact that, you know, you guys have supported me, and it's not because I was half naked, it's because I got in the ring and I worked and I busted my ass, and I appreciate that.
Yep.
There's no words that can describe my appreciation, and I really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, dude, I really appreciate all the support that you've given me, and I really appreciate you having my back. And so I just want to take the time to say thank you very much, son, and you will always be telling me, and I truly appreciate every last one of y'all.
You are quite welcome. You are quite welcome.
Anytime. And by the way, you just earned a fan today.
See?
Got you. Like me? Like, I'm looking you up. I'm liking everything.
Lala, I'm going to tell you like I tell the rest of the boys on the line. We got you. Yeah. Don't even trip.
Hey, back. I think she got off.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and, you know, thank you guys again. So I'm going to let y'all go ahead and finish y'all rant and everything. And William, just hit me about it. Let me know how cool the show went, and I will definitely hit you guys up tomorrow.
All right,
Saturday. Yep, see, tomorrow jacked up already. But there will be juice. Actually, I'm going to hit tomorrow right now. So, yeah, thank you, guys, and I appreciate it, and I'll hit you guys up, and I'll see you guys next Saturday.
All right, Lala.
Bye. Stay rootless.
Thank you, Lala. Appreciate you calling
in. All day, every day.
All right, Lala. Appreciate you calling in. All
right, man.
All right. All right, guys. That was Ruthless Lala. She's been a fan of the show for a very long time. Very big influence on what we do. We got your back, Lala, so you never got to worry about that. We got your back. So, y'all, welcome.
I don't know. We got her. We're going to be here for it no matter what.
We got you.
Hey, Will.
Yes, sir.
I've been meaning to ask you, how do you feel about that former world heavyweight champion coming back?
Which pussy?
Man, you better get Khali off your brain, man. Don't nobody want Khali to come back.
Oh, come on now. That clown.
wait, come out. You upset because Khali's wrestling?
He's back.
Okay, well, that's what he does. He's a part-time wrestler, and he's an attraction. Don't take it too much to heart.
He gets right away. That's funny.
He doesn't leave. He doesn't quit wrestling. He has to work as a police officer back home.
No, but like last time he did say like it was over. I guess he's like, right. I'm coming back.
Right. I got you.
It's easy money. You know, you come out for a few months, you know.
And do you think...
Yo, in India, they see him like a god, yo. Have you seen like when he goes over there? Like, it's some crazy shit.
They actually look up to him like that over there.
No, yo, like no other.
Damn.
Yeah, like, you look him up, and, like, when they have those things, when they go to India, mm-hmm. yo, they welcome him, like with red carpets and everything and shit.
How many Indian athletes do you know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's the thing, yeah, like.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
He's like, he's been on movies. Well, he's been on movies. He's the world champion. One of the greatest technical wrestlers. You know, you gotta... You guys...
Did someone just say, what, did you just say he was a great technical wrestler?
Yes, he did. That's what I'm
thinking. He tried to slip that in there. He tried to slip that one in there. Nobody believes that. How long was this reign as world champ? A month?
Month and a half.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Ah. All right. Real quick, let me get back on Bray Wyatt real quick. Can he be your next Money in the Bank winner?
Who? I hope not.
Bray Wyatt.
No. I have a feeling that's going to be probably Dolph or...
No, I want Dean Ambrose. If anybody, Dean Ambrose.
I can't see Dolph, though.
I think his time is up.
Yeah, I think so, too.
No. I don't think so. I think he got one good run. If they give him the belt for a long period of time, I think he can run with it.
Didn't he once before?
No, I'm talking about the world title. I ain't talking about the Intercontinental title.
No, I'm talking about the belt.
Yeah, he won it before.
No, he didn't.
The Money in the Bank, Dolph Ziggler, remember he cashed it in on Del Rio?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So if he gets it, it'll be a second run. But I really see. Someone said, Randy, are you saying Dean Ambrose?
Dean Ambrose is the perfect choice.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because let's say if for some reason they keep the title for a while on Mr. Seth Rollins, mm-hmm. it'll be something good.
Right.
Well, no, everybody knows Seth is going to hold that belt until SummerSlam and box don't tear his head off.
Nah, man.
But why can't Bray be that Money in the Bank winner? Because I think Bray...
It doesn't make any sense.
Because I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking right now.
He already has to earn. He don't need no fucking...
He already got
to
earn. This is what I'm thinking, though. I think him and Roman Reigns are kind of in the same boat. In a sense.
Yeah, you could say that.
Like they're floating around. Like...
Right. With no sense of direction. You know,
but that's not right. That, I mean, that's not true. I mean, first of all, Bray Wyatt, he's becoming a attraction in his own right. I mean,
yeah, he's one of the like fan favorites. I don't know why, but he is.
Saying, you keep judging who has, that's not how it works all the time.
So is he gonna be one of those guys who doesn't need a title per se? To stay relevant.
He won at the moment, no.
Mm. If they put the Wyatt family back together and put two other guys with him, like they should have would be with the Ascension, I have a feeling that would have been better. Idiotic bastards coming out like
that. Nobody was going to get behind that crap.
Now you got the primetime players beating the Ascension.
That was lovely.
I can't smell that. That was funny. But if they put Bray back with a couple guys and redo the Wyatt family, they do it like they did with Rowan and first.
Why? Well, yeah, you keep saying they got to put the Wyatt family back together to do what?
The same thing they were doing, wreaking havoc.
Right.
Because shit gets stale really quick.
I mean, but with the Usos, it all
depends on who you're doing with, though.
But the thing about it,
depends on who they have the feud with.
But the thing about it, the Usos are hurt right now, and the tag team division ain't nothing. The Dust Brothers are done. The Usos are hurt. You about to turn New Day heel. You got the primetime players, so they're kind of coming back into, you know, gradually coming back into the picture, and then the champions, right? Now you got what, three tag teams, the champions, and two more as challengers.
Yeah, you got Lucha Dragons. They're okay.
Yeah, sleeping on the Lucha Dragons, yo.
They alright.
I'm just not a Sin Cara.
Yeah, Mr. Botchamania. You have Mr. Botchamania over there. Yeah. Not the real Sin Cara, but Kalisco. You got the real Mr. Botchamania over there. Come on now.
I'm just not a fan of Sin
Cara. I don't think Kalisto,
I like Kalisto.
Well, Sin Cara 2 is that botchy. He, like, you know, because that's one thing that comes with Lucha Wrestling. Mm-hmm. You're going to fuck up eventually, but we're not talking about, like, the original Sin Cara that botched everything.
does it on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Sin Cara at all. I like Kalisto better than I do Sin Cara.
No, but Kalisto is the fucking man, you know.
That. Yeah, that's the man right there.
I
didn't realize Kalisto was so short, but I guess it doesn't matter because the guy can jump out the gym.
Oh, yeah. He's got hops.
Yeah.
Man, the thing with Lucha like that, yeah, that shit. Like, look at Rey Mysterio. He got knees, you know, made out of fucking, you know. That's the thing about Lucha, you know. Like, doing all those flipping shit, your knees will get you eventually.
Right. Right. They get you faster than normal. I gotcha. Let's roll over to Surfers Guy, Cena versus Rusev. First thing I got on the docket, is the open challenge doing anything for him at all?
Yes, it is.
It's bringing that belt up. If he's going to sit there and defend it every show, and you got different cats coming from the back to do it, it's trying to bring that championship up.
Yo, you're seeing John Cena fight. Look, what's it called? The Dust Brother, Cody Rhodes. You see him fight Dean Ambrose. You see matches that you probably would have never seen in a while because John Cena was always the main event.
Right.
And this invitational, this is the best thing right now.
Right.
I agree.
Let me ask you this. Sheamus is back. So, can you see a situation to where Sheamus interferes, maybe at Extreme Rules, when Rusev gets the U.S. title back?
No, it's too soon.
Oh, because right now he wants the Intercontinental title. He ain't worried about the U.S. title.
Yeah, he's going for the IC right now. But I don't see John Cena losing the title anytime soon. That's getting people's actually liking this shit right now.
And I've always said it never hurts John Cena to be on that mid card. Never, ever, 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 ever does it hurt him to be on that.
All the greats did it. Eventually, you know?
Hogan didn't do it.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Hogan. You never saw Hogan with the Intercontinental title. You never saw it win.
Because he's full of shit.
He won the... Don't do that. He won the tag title, and he won the Undisputed title, but he never held the Intercontinental title.
Couple other things here. What did you guys think about the Chris Jericho podcast?
I think a lot of people's the Stone Cold was better, blah blah. He hit better, like hard questions. I think it was an okay, and you got to see, you know, a side of John Cena, you know, that people were like, oh, okay.
I do like the fact that Jericho did ask him about PED use. I do like that. That was some of the takeaway I got from it. He also talks about turning heel, talks about Roman Reigns a little bit, working over in OVW, and talking about some of his drunken escapades he's had in the past. So,
I hope that shit shuts a lot of people off. They're like, oh, look, John Cena never wants to turn heel, bloody, bloody, bloody. Now they get to see that John Cena is not the one that makes the fucking choice.
No, he said he wanted to do it when him and Rock were.
No, exactly. But a lot of people, they always want to blame shit on Cena. And they be like, oh, look, he's always going to be, look, he don't even want to turn heel. Oh, bloody, bloody. Man, shut the fuck up.
But he does have some say in it, but Vince has got the final yes or no.
No, but remember, like he said, he already had a song, and he had clothes ready.
Yeah, he did.
And they told him, yeah, we're not doing this right now.
Vince said no.
Exactly. So at the end of the day, it all comes to, you know.
Who's Jericho's next guest on his podcast? I think it's Stephanie McMahon.
No, I think Stone Cold's getting that one.
Think so?
Yep. Mm. I think Stone Cold's getting that one.
Mm. And they're already talking about how Jericho might be the thing. You know how Stone Cold was for Tough Enough a couple of years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking about Chris Jericho being the one for this year. So I think they're going to keep doing Chris Jericho for a little while.
Calling 646. Speak up, Holly, if you hear me.
What's going on, guys? It's been a while.
What's up, man?
Who's this?
Yep.
What's going on? Where the hell you been?
Who's this?
Life, sir. Life. A lot of work, and I tend to work at this time. I got an earlier shift today, so I figured I'd call in when I could.
He said Ralph?
Yeah. That's Ralph. Yeah. How you doing, man?
Okay. Hi, man.
going on?
You been watching wrestling as of late?
Yeah, I haven't been too happy with it. Seth Rollins needs to get away from the negative zone of fun there, because, it's a very...
Wait, what he said?
Speak up a little bit louder.
He sounds really low.
Speak up a little bit louder for me, Ralph.
He needs to get away from... Sorry. He needs to get away from just that vortex of all fun, which is the opposite, which is a waste of time. And I just want him to kind of, like, break loose from there.
No. Right now, this is what he needs right now.
No.
This is like his... No. This is like his setup.
You need to get away from that group. That group is, like, sucking up all of his...
No, I don't think so. No, this is like their setup. Later on, this is too early. He just won the title. This is too early. Maybe later on, but right now, this is good.
No, because when he won the... If you look at his body of work, when he had the ROH title and working by himself, he ran the show. Even though ROH is a spot fest, he still can wrestle.
Right.
And I was looking at some stuff about from Tyler Black today. The boy, he can get out. He can go. I saw some of this stuff at NXT. He can go. He doesn't really need the authority. Right now, it makes sense. But if they gave him the run by himself and he can talk, he can run it on his own. He really does not need the authority.
But the thing is, WWE does not give a shit about just wrestling. You know, WWE is a soap opera. They love that shit. With the authority with him, it is. I have no problem with him being the authority right now.
It's part of the show.
I don't like this.
Yeah, it gives him that little, you know.
Right.
Then later on, because come on, it's too early. Later on, when they start seeing more of him, more main events and all this shit, then you lose him. But right now, no.
I thought it was a gutsy move to do it at Mania. Dean Ambrose should be the next person that took over that Money in the Bank, and we see where it goes from there. I just don't think Dean Ambrose will wait to Mania. I don't think he'll wait that long to cash it in. I think he'll cash it in ASAP.
If he wins it, if Dean wins it, I give him two. I give him 2-3 weeks, then he'll cash it in. Right. I mean, not break up.
Something sounds horrible.
All right. Ralph, you still with me? I think I just love Ralph. All right.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Monday night, we have a Divas Battle Royal. It's been linked out that Naomi's going to win it. You guys think you're going to win it? Anybody got a particular prediction they want to go with?
Yeah, the way it's looking, it's going to be Naomi to win it, but Natty's going to be pissed off about it, and everybody in their mom is going to be like, well, why can't I do this? All that shit, so.
Oh, man, you see what AJ Lee leaving does? Oh, man. It's a new day.
Yeah, but while AJ left for, like, at least on her own merits, it's still because it's like you don't have somebody who can still kind of somewhat wrestle in the main event. And by the way, I just thought, like, it wasn't too big of a deal for her to go at this point, because she wasn't she kind of wasn't that high in status, like, at that point. So, like, she left whenever she felt like she could go. And if she really was pregnant then that's something. Well, at least, like, she knew when to bow out, and she wasn't like somebody else who left when they were pregnant and then, like, in the middle of a push, and then, you know, and then something went wrong there.
She needs to take her ass to Maury.
She needs to what?
She needs to get her ass to Maury. When Maury be like, CM Punk, you're not the father.
Oh, I would fall out laughing if that ever happened.
No, but all jokes aside, look. Y'all know I don't like CM Punk, and y'all know I don't like AJ Lee. CM Punk left, and look, the gates opened for Daniel Bryan, which that was a thumbs up for me. Look, AJ Lee left, and the gates opened for Naomi. That's a thumbs up for me. I can't be any happier right now.
I wouldn't say CM Punk leaving opened up the gates for Daniel Bryan 100%. I wouldn't say so. Because, like, you got to remember, he did have that match where he beat Cena clean straight up, like, while Punk was still there. However, the WrestleMania main event, that would have been, it might have been different because it was just a dumb idea from the get-go. Like, that was the fans really turning that, and that was the case where, like, I was like, well.
Right.
I mean.
And now you got him winning like a little bitch.
But at least he's not as hated as Batista was. Like, with Batista, it's like, you really screwed somebody out of an opportunity when you're a little white hot.
I got it. Oh, I didn't mean that work. Go ahead, Ralph.
No, it was just a matter of, like, well, you gotta push the right people. You gotta know to push the right people. And, like, say, like, if not for Seth Rollins cashing in, and if not for the IC title match, which the ending I kind of question, it would have almost been a write-off.
My bad, Ralph. I have a swerve on to say for that battle royal. My swerve is Charlotte.
Yeah, that couldn't, hey. They could do some dad? Shit like that.
Because I know
she needs to stop wooing like her dad. It's not going to help her. It's not going to help her in the long run.
I agree, but that's my swerve.
No, you can't say that because the crowd goes crazy when she does that shit, and the crowd's screaming with her at the same time.
She gets him to go crazy, but the thing is that in the long run, she's not going to have an identity of her own. She's just going to be like,
she's
rich. Yeah, but it's just a taunt and a thing, and I don't think that takes anything away from her.
Has cocktails and stuff.
I'm sorry, who you're talking about?
Charlotte.
Well, you know, what can you say? Men like screaming women.
What?
Wait, what the fuck?
I think she's capable enough of making it on her own. She just needs something of her own. And when she finds something good, then it'll work out for her. Like, she's very well capable of, like, wrestling her. She's capable of, like,
people don't like her
or hate her. So, like, I think she can find something of her own. Just if she can quietly drop the wound and latch onto something else, that's perfect. If not, I wouldn't recommend it. It's just because you don't want her to be like Dustin Rhodes back when he wasn't Goldust.
Right.
Like how he was either latching off of his Goldust character or kind of off of his dad in a way. It wasn't the best thing for him. He was just like stuck doing stupid matches with Terry Funk beating up a chicken that was apparently supposed to be his brother. To which I said, I'm like, Cody isn't a chicken. I don't know why he's beating up a poor chicken and saying that it's Cody. It's awful. But that's his end point.
What were you saying, Surfer?
I said, men like screaming women. What does Charlotte sound like when she's screaming?
No, she's just saying, woo, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
That's it.
Yeah, just like a dad.
She's just saying her dad's thing. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that. Because people screaming with her, too.
Still, men do like screaming women, though.
Exactly.
I wouldn't agree because people didn't like hearing Kelly scream her ass off, and she had a very annoying voice on top of that.
Man, the hell.
And Vicky's voice
was that dumb bro, man.
You said they didn't like hearing Kelly scream?
They didn't because of the fact that.
That ain't true.
That's a lie. One thing is that they didn't like her. The other thing. All these people, if Kelly, if she bends over, whatever, the crowd goes crazy because she was a pretty face. That's bullshit.
Yeah, but once she steps in the ring, it's downhill for her. She suffered from the Alex Riley syndrome. There's one thing that she's like a one-hit wonder in terms of, like, her overall thing. And then after that, it's downhill, like, wrestling ability-wise and personality-wise. It's completely downhill. Like, she was better off being, like, on ECW as a pretty face, or maybe being somebody's valet. I mean, she could have been a bitchy valet. That would have worked for her, actually. But she chose, I mean, politics got in the way. whatever it was that happened, because, like, I get a feeling that she had something to do with Natalya getting the farting gimmick, because it's, like, it's no coincidence that Beth is made to look like a loser, or, like she's up in the air with the title, and then you had Natalya farting her ass off, to which I was like, what is going on here? It's like, Natalya worked so hard just to get a stupid gimmick like that. Or is it because her dad got caught? It's like, it doesn't matter if her dad got in trouble. It's her. It's her career, not his.
Now, go back and hear in Raw. Did anybody hear what I heard? Did JBL mention Clarence Mason? Anybody remember that?
Yes, he did. It was a Clarence Mason mention. Yes, he did.
That was kind of interesting. And I thought I heard that. I thought that was kind of interesting. Miz and Miz Dow, you got the Miz winning. Why was that match so early?
Oh, man, this shit needs to end quick, man. Like,
that match should have been in Extreme Rules.
Those guys are so screwed.
Especially that match.
Yeah, it should be a Mania.
No, hell, Mania? Hell no. That, a match between... not Mania.
Should have beat Miz at the Battle Royale and then been off top, come out on top, like Big Show winning.
Man, they should have wrapped that shit up in SmackDown and that's it, because this shit is getting tired.
Why are Kane and Big Show still here?
Who?
I don't get it. The chance at Big Show, when will he retire? Like, Kane, every now and again, he has, like, those little points of interest, so he can come back with something good, but Big Show stays boring a lot of the time.
Why do people want wrestlers to for their careers to end? Like, what is the point in that?
And, like, him staying there, he could put other people over. Big Show's still a name, so Big Show, anybody defeating Big Show, builds them up.
Yeah, it would do them a world of good, but it's like,
I don't know.
All I remember when it came to Big Show is that how many younger people he squashed in some way, shape, or form, or how much stuff he kind of was a part of that he didn't need to be a part of. Because it's like, somebody else could have gotten such a spot, or somebody else could have benefited from that spot more so than him. But because of him being loved by Vince, it's like, forget it. He's not going to be...
And Vince loves him, so... Not till the day that he says over, y'all need to get used to it.
They love him, and on top of that, they love the fact that he talks so much trash on WCW because of how he left. It's like,
I just thought, you know, I'm always trying to, you know, fill out. I mean, now it's time for those guys to be on the outs and bring the younger guys back up.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, let's say they got Adrian Neville, right? Mm-hmm. And they have Adrian Neville, like, pull out a win on let's say, Kane. Mm. Then people be like, holy shit, you know? And you need people like that there, because Randy Orton's not going to do it.
Right.
Because they still building up.
You can't really say that, no. Randy will do it. If he feels like somebody's going to do right by it, and it's going to put them over the top, and he can do another longer program with them, He can be talked into it. I think he could do it.
No. On that, you know, on that is true. But, like, let's say with Randy Orton, it has to be like a build-up match.
One at a time, guys. One at a time.
It has to be like a build-up match with Randy Orton. But let's say with Kane, it could be something out of nowhere. Like, oh, he beat him on a Raw. And then let's say he'll beat him again on SmackDown. And then let's say you can make a pay-per-view match out of that.
Ralph, I need you to talk to you.
You understand what I'm saying?
Basically, you're trying to do it like... Razor Ramon and the 1-2-3 Kid.
Yeah, something like that. And Kane and Big Show, they have a name. So, right. You know, for me, I think that's the only reason why they should be there. Just to, you know, put people over. Right. Of course, beat people once in a while, because you don't want them losing. And people are going to be like, oh, what the fuck is the point of it? You know?
One other thing I wanted to say about Big Show is that the reason why people don't like him as much is because, I mean, look at his last heel turn. Who cared for it? Exactly. Like, there's so much flip-flopping with Big Show that it's like, they don't know what to do with him ever. But at the same time, he doesn't get it doesn't get any, like, he only has these little short bursts of, like, interesting things, and then after that, it just dies.
Right.
I mean, like, he came, when he came in, that was interesting. When he wanted to fight John Cena and beat the crap out of him, that was interesting. Like, you know, in the No Way Out pay-per-view, when he, whatchamacallit, when he was with Chris Jericho in that tag team, that was good for him. That, like, generated some interest for him. And then, like, but everything other than those things, there wasn't, and maybe in ECW too, some people would say, but after that, it wasn't that, there wasn't much interest in Big Show. Like, I mean, if you take a kid to a store to go play wrestling figures, they're not really going to pick Big Show unless you buy it for them. They only get Big Show just to have a set of wrestling and have a roster. It's not, nobody cares.
Ralph, do me a favor. Try to fix your connection a little bit because you're going in and out. You sound kind of low. So try to fix your mic for me.
How about now?
That's good. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Anybody else want to make any takeaways from Monday Night Raw?
This triple threat match, that main event was bullshit.
wait. Randy Orton got curse bombed?
That was some bullshit.
That was nice.
No. You don't get what I'm saying. Why the fuck is Ryback sitting back up in that bitch?
Right. Right.
Answer that. You answer that one for me. Then I'll go on.
I think it's because I think no, to be honest with you, I think the only reason why he was there because Dean Ambrose wasn't available.
No. Yeah, and that's what you said. A lot of people weren't there, so they got to fill it up.
I think that's the only reason. If Dean Ambrose was there, Dean would have been there.
Wait, why wasn't Dean Ambrose available?
They gave a lot of guys breaks after Mania.
Yeah, that now.
Okay, so him and Renee could have a date night?
He got a belt. You can't blame him?
Yeah, Renee seems like a very nice lady, if you were to meet her in person.
Was anybody happy to see the return of JoJo?
JoJo?
Who?
JoJo.
Who?
She's going to be replacing Lillian because she went through surgery.
Yeah, she went through surgery on her knee.
There's a reason why I say who.
And I can't blame JoJo because she's one of us. She's Dominican, so.
Don't talk about JoJo like that.
Oh, son of a bitch.
What?
She is Dominican?
Yeah, she's Dominican. Her dad used to. Her dad plays in let's say the, how do you call it? Let's say the MLB, but for the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And my family, they actually chill with him. He's pretty cool people.
Mm. Oh, so he plays with the DR's national team.
I didn't know
you were Dominican, Randy. That's freaking crazy.
Yeah, I'm Dominican.
Cool.
Mine's a damn New Yorker.
Wow. Really? We're out.
Raced in my hand.
Oh, my goodness. Byron Saxton on SmackDown the other night. Did he redeem himself or no?
He did. Yeah, like, I think this man, like, just whooped his ass. Like, he took off that belt and whooped his ass. He was like, motherfucker.
I think he was very nervous last week.
Yeah, he was. That first night after Brock did that, yeah, he was nervous because he was just thrown out there. Right. Even though it was his time to shine, right. You could see the nervousness in his face because he had never done like that.
Exactly, and then you throw him out there by himself? Come on.
The nerves down.
I think that was a little bit too much.
Yeah, you should have had him with some people from the get-go, though.
All right, a few other things I want to get to before we roll on out of here for the night. Scott Steiner banned from WWE events for threatening to kill Hulk Hogan. He is currently.
Let's not go into that because that's some bullshit.
He is currently being investigated for felony terrorist threats.
Yo, that's
but I thought they were on USA Network. You know, characters welcome.
Well,
well, you know me, too. I'm not gonna lay down for nobody. You know when I freaking put Hulk Hogan on these arms, I'm gonna break his damn neck. Oh, I can't say that on TV. Oh crap.
But you know, it's one thing to play a character in the ring. It's another thing to say that crap in open public.
He probably hated what happened in TNA because he probably saw what happened in WCW, and then he was like he killed two companies, and he was like, because Scott Steiner, he's not a terrible, terrible person, because he enjoys helping out younger talent. He helps, he likes putting people over and giving them apparently like really interesting driving stories apparently too. But I mean, how do you tell somebody that you only crashed your car like a few times? It's like, I don't want to ride in the car with you if you say that.
Yeah.
I think he's just too real. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Right.
Like, he don't hesitate to, like, you know, to say whatever the fuck he want to say.
He doesn't have a filter.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he doesn't.
Him and Flair are very similar.
The thing is, I went up to Jennifer, and Jennifer didn't know who the hell he was from Adam, and she was scared shitless.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was. Mm-hmm. Then when Hogan found out it was Scott that said that shit, that's when he decided to trip. Right. If it was anybody else off the street, from what TMZ said is, 5-0 was standing like not even 10 feet away from him. Why didn't she go say something there? So yeah. this could all be a fucking work.
That's true. Very quickly, anybody?
I don't know.
Very quickly.
Nah, man. I don't work. Nah.
Very quickly. Anybody watch TNA?
I actually saw. I started watching when the whole Beatdown Clan versus Rise Up or what is it called?
That shit was.
And how the Beatdown? How the Beatdown Clan gonna lose?
Can I ask a question about TNA?
Sure. Go ahead.
Who the hell is the Havoc chick? She looks like a character straight out of Mortal Kombat with that mask.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Jessica Havoc.
That's her?
Didn't y'all tell me she left already?
Yeah, she's gone. Awesome Kong is now the number one contender for that Knockout Championship, and that's the way it should be.
Yes, sir.
That's the way it should be.
Now, let's talk about the Beatdown Clan. That shit. MVP's got this. He's got these fools wrapped around his little finger. He can basically do what the fuck he wants.
He does.
He brung in homicide, which is not a bad idea. That was cool. I can give him that. Since Joe left, he needed an actor that's crazy as hell. He brung in homicide. Smooth. But with Drew McIntyre, come on now, you could have gave him somebody else.
Yeah.
No, I like Drew McIntyre. They never gave him a chance, though, but I like them.
Yeah, Drew Galloway got the worst of the worst ever. Now you have to look at the same company as the person who screwed up his person in the first place. That's gonna be like terrible. I would not want to go to that company. It's like unless that chick is gone, I would have never gone to that company until then. Because why would you do that? I just don't get it.
What I want to know is there's rumor going around that TNA is going to make some international travel soon. Rumors going around saying that they could actually be touring China and India later this year. Where are they getting all this money from?
That's a good question.
The bank?
That gasoline money, apparently, but I never heard of Pan Energy anywhere other than like TNA. So I'm not. They must own some gas deposit or some crap like that, and like they sell it to the big companies or something.
So true. So true. All right. It is 12:49 a.m. I want to go around real quick, get some final thoughts. We'll get the network announced, all the shows in this fine network, and then we'll roll on out of here. Surfer, real quick, what's your final thoughts for tonight, my friend?
5 p.m. tomorrow.
5 p.m.
Oh, tomorrow. Man. Oh, no, never mind.
5 p.m. tomorrow, guys.
Well, you got a question that you can ask me tomorrow? Hello?
Randy, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a question you want to ask me tomorrow?
No, because I listened to your show, for last week's show. And remember we was talking about the whole Batman versus Robin?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't feel like yeah. I didn't feel like you went,
Well, you know, we had technical difficulties last week. So a lot of the stuff we said last Sunday, you know, that show you heard this week was just, I was trying to make up for it. And, you know, once you lose the momentum,
right?
You do.
Oh, I feel you.
Yeah.
But you going to call tomorrow?
I love the movie, though.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing. I was going to call in, but then one of the things I said in the beginning was that the phones were out.
No, the phone wasn't out. My computer got but the audio on my computer got reset, so it wasn't recording everything. Right. But it's fixed now.
Okay.
So I'll see. It also depends on, what are y'all going to be talking about?
We talk about whatever the caller wants to talk about.
Yep.
Okay. I don't know. Then I got you in. Okay.
All right. That Convergence storyline is just, I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, you can call me tomorrow and talk about it.
Yep.
Okay? I ain't talking about it tonight.
Surfer will break it down for you. Ralph, long time no hear. Good to hear from you. What you got to finish up tonight?
Nothing, just happy to call into the show for the first time in a while. I've been meaning to email a show every now and again, but I never got around to it. Like, come around in the day, I could have procrastinated, and he's like, no, I'll do it all whatever.
Well, yeah.
And, as you can see, it's quite different these days, and we're good enough to use it.
Right.
Yeah. But it's all good, and I'm happy that I got the opportunity to call into it.
Hey, you're always welcome to call into the show. Don't forget that, okay? Big Tom, what you got for me, man?
Fuck Goldberg.
Yeah, what was the last time Rage called into this show, by the way?
Oh, that's a whole situation I'm going to have to get into with you. That's a whole situation.
No, something else. But
that's something else.
Yeah, it's way, way something else. Yeah. Oh, before we go, what's this bullshit about CM Pussy Boy talking shit saying...
Oh, man, you took my... God damn it.
you took Randy's final thought. Randy, go ahead and explain. Go ahead and explain it, Randy.
I'm sorry, Randy. All right, go ahead, bro.
No. Finish.
No, he's
no. I want to know what the hell this. I want to know what this little pussy ass motherfucker talking shit for.
Yeah, he's asking.
He made his money. He made his money. Now he's going to be going to UFC to get his head kicked in. Why is he talking shit?
That's exactly what I was going to talk about.
The last two
quotes. So when you finish, then I'll chime in when you finish.
The last two quotes I saw from CM Punk, he says it didn't do me any good to be the best in the world at a fake sport. And he told all his UFC detractors, fuck you, don't watch my match. That's the last two things I saw from him. So.
He knows he's going to get his ass beat when he gets in the ring. And he's going to sit back and collect off AJ's money. That's what it's going to be.
Randy, go ahead. Final thoughts, man.
My final thoughts, CM Punk. I like how, while he was on top, beating people left and right, he was best in the world. Even Brock Lesnar made him look strong. Because to this day, I do not believe the fact that CM Punk could go one-on-one with Brock Lesnar. And that Brock Lesnar had a cheat to win, that's not fucking believable. But while all that shit was going on, everything was gravy. Oh, he's the best in the world. I'm the best ref. I'm the best talker, blah, blah, blah. He leaves, and now he's talking all this shit, how, oh, this is fake wrestling, blah, 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 blah. Show you the fucking phony that he is. And I've been saying this shit for a while. I always said he had an overrated career. People made him seem like he was the greatest thing ever. And look, you're like, all I saw was a bitch. And that's what he shows right now. So fuck, just like fuck Goldberg, fuck CM Punk. Little bitch ass.
And real quick, let me continue the tradition of giving a fuck. Fuck Santana Garrett, fuck Santana Garrett, fuck Santana Garrett. You cheap ass whore. All right, real quick, let me go over the network lineup, then we'll jump on out of here. Every Monday at 7 p.m., That Awful Podcast. You better listen to that every Monday at 7 p.m. Then we're rolling into Freaks and Effing Geeks with Lee and Rage every Monday at 11:15. Live every Tuesday at 8 p.m., Mr. Rent with Tony CNAA. Thursday, we got a network doubleheader. You get the Rexplex at 7, Rant and Wrestling at 9. Turnbuckle Throwbacks every Wednesday at 9 p.m. with my boy Phil Rea. New episode every week of the Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. Live every Sunday at every Saturday at 11 p.m. is Just Fine Show, the Wrestling Call-In Show with yours truly. And live every Sunday at 5 p.m. is the What Are You Reading Combo Show with my main man Surfer. Anybody got anything else they want to get out? They want to get out before we roll out for the evening?
Fuck CM Punk again. Fuck him and his wife.
The Midnight Express are going in next year. They're going to be one of the headliners at Mania next year.
Yeah, I heard how Roy Rumble is going to go to Florida.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, shit.
Oh, real quick, too, I got something else I wanted to mention that I didn't do before. In addition to Athena being a Rosebud on Superstars the other day, Shimmer 72 and 73 were today. I got the results of 72. I'm gonna jump right down.
Oh man, I was gonna ask you. My bad. Where do you see your female wrestling? Where do you see it?
Where do I watch it?
Yeah, exactly. Like Rudolph's Lala. Like where you see all of this? Because you know, I'm new to this, so I just want to know. You know.
Diva Dirt is one site that you can go to that they'll direct you where you need to go. To where you can watch the matches. Now sometimes you gotta pay like $2-3 to watch whatever match you wanna see, but they can take you there. Particularly Shimmer and WSU matches.
They don't have like, let's say, like a like where you can watch weekly, like.
No, the only show. No, not because they're indie wrestling. So they don't have a necessarily show that you can watch every week. The closest to it would be WWE Total Divas, and I don't watch Total Divas, so there ain't no way in hell I'm watching that show. But real quick, I got results of 72. I'm jumping right to my girl. Athena won her best 2 out of 3 falls against Mia Yim. First fall went to Mia Yim after she gave my girl 6 German suplexes. Second and third fall go to Athena. Then he got it the second time with the submission. Got a third fall with the old face. So good job by my boo. All right, guys. If there's nothing else, I'm checking out for the evening. Thank you to you guys calling in. Thank you to all the chat room. Again, thank you to Ruthless Lala for calling in. Great to have her here, as always. If there's nothing else, I will talk to you guys next week. Everyone, please take care.
And say, Grace, if you hear this on the download, we're going to get you.
Oh, yeah. What happened with Stevie Ray, man?
He needs a headset.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Super Chicken Grease and Randy messaged me on Facebook, bro.
Say that again?
Piece of Chicken Grease and Randy messaged me on Facebook, bro.
Oh, all right, man.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
All right, now.
I'll let you.
Peace.
All right, now.
Yep.
And it goes like this. His lip. And for a week he had to talk with a list like this. Now we can end the story right here. But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing. He couldn't fight the feeling with something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, he couldn't understand it. Branded, since the first kick flipped, he landed. Labeled a misfit, a bandit. His neighbors couldn't stand it. So, he was banished to the man, it's getting late in here. So I'm sorry, young man, there's no skating here. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And in a way, roll, just a rebel to the world with no place to go. And so we kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. Until you kick, kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, then you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast, coast. My man got a little older, came a better roller. Yeah, no helmet, hell bent on killing himself, is what his mama said. But he was feeling himself, he got a little more swag in his style. Met his girlfriend, she was clapping in the crowd. Love is what was happening to him now. He said, I would marry you, but I'm engaged to these aerials and burials. I don't think this woman is strong enough to carry two. She said, bow, I weigh 120 pounds. Now, let me make one thing clear. I don't need to ride yours, I got mine right here. So she took him to a spot, he didn't know a lot. Some mod in the apartment parking lot. She said, I don't normally take dates in here. Security came and said, I'm sorry, there's no stay in here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick. And in a way they roll, just lovers in a twine with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come and skate with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So let's kick, you 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 kick, and you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast, coast. That's what you do, you know. Before we knew we had a crew that one note, tongue and spit fire, shirts and SP. They push till they couldn't skate no more. Office building live bees wasn't safe no more. And it wasn't like it wasn't getting chased no more. Just the freedom was better than breathing, hey. And a skate ground they used to escape out. When things got crazy, they needed to break out. They hit to any place with stairs. Any good crimes, the world was theirs, yeah. And they four wheels would take them there. Until the cops came and said, there's no skating here. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. And in a way they roll, just rebels without a cause with no place to go. And so they kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, kick, push, coast. So come roll with me, just a rebel looking for a place to be. So then you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, you kick, then you push, you push, you push, you push, you push, and you coast.